Day 4. The fourth step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. The test. The soul to the Virgin. Here I am again, on the maternal knees of my dear celestial mama. My heart beats so very strongly. I am restless with love for the desire to hear your beautiful lessons. Therefore, give me your hand and take me in your arms. In your arms, I spend moments of paradise. I feel happy. Oh, how I yearn to hear your voice. A new life descends into my heart. Therefore, speak to me, and I promise to put your holy teachings into practice. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My child, if you knew how much I love to hold you tightly in my arms, leaning on my maternal heart, to let you hear the celestial secrets of the divine fiat. And if you yearn so much to listen to me, those are my yearnings that echo in your heart. It is your mama that wants her child and wants to entrust her secrets to her, to narrate to you the story of what the divine will operated in me. Child of my heart, pay attention to me. It is my heart of mother that wants to pour itself out with her child. I want to tell you my secrets, which, until now, have not been revealed to anyone. Because the hour of God had not yet sounded, in which, wanting to bestow surprising graces upon creatures, which he has not conceded in the whole history of the world, he wants to make known the prodigies of the divine fiat, what it can operate in the creature, if she lets herself be dominated by it. And this is why he wants to place me in the sight of all as model, since I had the great honor of forming my whole life of divine will. Now, my child, know that as soon as I was conceived and put the divinity in feast, heaven and earth made feast for me and recognized me as their queen. I remained so identified with my Creator that I felt myself as the owner in the divine dominions. I did not know what separation from my Creator was. That same divine will which reigned in me reigned in them and rendered us inseparable. And while everything was smile and feast between me and them, I could see that they could not trust me if they did not receive a proof. My child, the test is the flag that says victory. The test places all the goods that God wants to give us in safekeeping. The test matures and disposes the soul for gains of great conquests. And I too saw the necessity of this test, because I want to give proof to my Creator in exchange for the so many seas of graces he had given me, with an act of my faithfulness which would cost me the sacrifice of my whole life. Oh, how beautiful it is to be able to say, "You have loved me, I have loved you." But without the test, it can never be said. Now, know, my child, that the divine fiat made known to me the creation of men, innocent and holy. For him, too, everything was happiness. He had command over all creation, and all the elements were obedient to his wishes. since the divine will was reigning in Adam, by virtue of it, he too was inseparable from his Creator. After the so many goods that God had given him, in order to receive one act of faithfulness in Adam, he commanded him not to touch one fruit only of the many which were there in the terrestrial Eden. This was the proof that God wanted in order to confirm his innocence, sanctity, and happiness, and to give him the right of command over the whole of creation. But Adam was not faithful in the test. And because he was not faithful, God could not trust him. And so he lost command, innocence, and happiness. And it can be said that he turned the work of creation upside down. Now, know, child of my heart, that in knowing the grave evils of the human will in Adam, and in all his progeny, I, your celestial mother, though newly conceived, cried bitterly and with hot tears over fallen men. And the divine will, in seeing me cry, asked me, as proof, to surrender my human will to it. The divine fiat said to me, I do not ask of you a fruit, as with Adam, no, no, but I ask you for your will. You will keep it as if you did not have it, under the empire of my divine will, which will be your life, and will feel confident to make of you whatever it wants. So, the Supreme Fiat took the fourth step in my soul, asking me for my will as proof, waiting for my fiat and for my acceptance of such a test. Tomorrow I will wait for you again to come upon my knees to let you hear the outcome of the test. And since I want you to imitate your mama, I pray you as mother never to deny anything to your God, be they even sacrifices that would last your whole life. Remaining ever unwavering in the test which God asks of you, your faithfulness is the call of the divine designs upon you. It is the reflection of his virtues which, like many brushes, make of the soul the masterpiece of the Supreme Being. It can be said that the test offers the material into the divine hands for them to accomplish their crafting in the creature. God does not know what to do with one who is not faithful in the test. Not only this, but he upsets the most beautiful works of his Creator. Therefore, my dear child, be attentive. If you are faithful in the test, you will make your mama happier. Do not cause me to be worried. Give me your word, and I will guide you and sustain you in everything as my child. The soul. Holy Mama, I know my weakness, but your maternal goodness infuses such confidence in me that I hope for everything from you, and with you I feel secure. Even more, I place into your maternal hands the very tests which God will dispose for me, that you may give me all those graces so that I may not send the divine designs to ruin.